Ladies and gentlemen, friends and open-minded people, wherever you live across the United States of America, Europe, and the world, this is David Duke, and this is Human Rights Radio. We believe in human rights, equal rights for all, special privilege for none, especially those absolutely ethno-narcissist, ultra-racists, tyrants called Zionists, Jewish supremacists, or Judaicists, because the truth is that Judaism is a religion and has a reputation, but they try to say it's a religion of peace, love, and brotherhood because it says, love thy neighbor as thyself. Only problem is they don't tell you what love thy neighbor really means. All you have to do is actually read the fine print. Read the print in the Old Testament where it talks about love thy neighbor as thyself. Look at the verse before that. Look at the verses after that. It says, only the sons of your own people are neighbors. Nobody else is a neighbor. And this may be a shock to some Christians, but we talk about this. People wonder why I talk about, you know, religious issues as well as political issues. Because think about it. One of the most powerful forces in the world. I have one of the most powerful multi-sources of power in the world. Our religious institutions, structures, and beliefs. We have 2 billion Christians in the world, more than that. 2 billion Muslims in the world. We have hundreds of millions of Hindus and other religions. I'm going to play with you a video of Kim Iverson. And while I do that, I'm going to get some water. First of all, let me start this video out for you, okay? Yeah. Get to the right spot.
So just days after Charlie Kirk's assassination, suddenly you have this clock tower, which is owned and controlled by Salem Media's chief strategy officer, Brad Parscale, and it registers as an agent of Israel, and their goal is to integrate narrative messaging within Salem Media Network, which, by the way, Salem Media Network owns a ton of news networks, local news networks across the country. So we have allowed Israel to not only buy TikTok, not only do they now have control over CBS News and Paramount and I believe CNN, but now they also have control over our local news networks and TPUSA. This is a full-blown infiltration. And Thomas Massey is calling it out. Now, where did this come from? This originated, I want to show you this. This is from James Lee. He's a fantastic journalist. He's been on the show before. And he says, FYI, this show is now being run by a registered foreign agent of Israel. Seriously, look it up. I'm not joking. This is what Thomas Massey was replying to when he says, hey, Grok, is this true, essentially? And James Lee shows this video. And this is a video of Colvett basically saying that Charlie Kirk told him before he died that he was frustrated with Thomas Massey. Easy to put words in a dead guy's mouth, right?
I wanted to know a little bit more about the Thomas Massey loss and what's your thoughts on that?
I got so many thoughts. You know, it's interesting, David. I've been accused, I think the organization's been accused, Erica's been accused of betraying Charlie by not coming out and endorsing one way or the other and not being more involved in that race. I will tell you, and I haven't said this publicly, but and I know this isn't necessarily a question, but it's an opportunity to address it. But, you know, after...
I'm going to pause this for a second. Sorry for the throat issues, folks, but that's the nature of the beast. As you know, I've been fighting some issues, and so that's one reason why I often play the text-to-speech when I give lectures. Later, they record it. Sometimes my my speech is working well. I don't know why it's starting to fail right this minute, but that's life. We have to just understand these things happen. But anyway, what she's doing here, this is Kim Iverson, and she's been doing some great work. So she found some amazing posts on Twitter, or what you call X. Pardon me. So where she's playing and talking about some posts that show TPUSA, their broadcasting network, has been completely taken over by Jews. Not just Jews. People who are registering under FAR, which means the Foreign Intelligence Act that makes a foreign agency, foreign entity, register with the federal government. And guess what? That organization that runs, the organization that now has is broadcasting TPUSA, that this organization is an Israeli lobbying organization. Now, this took place just days after Charlie Kirk's assassination. And I think there's enormous evidence that Charlie Kirk was, in fact, assassinated by Jews, by Zionists. Whether or not they're just Zionists, or whether they're simply pro-Jewish supremacists who believe in the idea that Jews are the chosen people, that they have a right to rule the world, not just chosen to be doing good things, but chosen to be powerful, chosen to be the people who have the ability to control and influence the world and decide whether we're at war or whether we're at peace, to decide whether our children get pornography beamed into their phones on a massive level or not, whether or not we have this gender affirmation issue, whether or not we have defense of all sorts of different issues that are not defense of the American people, but a destruction of the American people. You see, the way that Jews operate, just like they operate in the Middle East, which you can easily show this. I think there was a very good book by a Jewish prime minister. It was about him, actually. It wasn't by him. It's called Sacred Terrorism, where they give the evidence that he says that they actually financed and supported organizations in the Middle East and in Lebanon that were Christian organizations to commit terrorism against Islamic peoples. And they tried to pull the jingoist terms of their sort of religious extremism to attack Christians. So they would bomb people, they'd kill people, you know, because they basically became agents of Israel. But they didn't know that. Just like the terrible terrorist attack that existed, where a few Jews were killed, and nobody should be killed. I'm totally anti-violence and peace-oriented. That happened, literally, I believe, because of the Mossad. Because for an intelligence agency to make assets, it's the easiest thing in the world today to do. It's the easiest thing in the world. If you want to find potential assets for your cause or assets for any cause that you can infiltrate, all you got to do is go to a chat room. All you got to do is go to a website. All you got to do is, you know, go look at people's social media. Identify people who are really upset with Israel. If you want to get somebody to do a terrorist act and then use that terrorist act, how many times have we had false flags get people into war? A lot of people believe that during the Spanish-American War, if you remember that, years and years ago, in the early part of the 20th century, when you had the Spanish-American War, A lot of people believe the bombing or the destruction of the Maine. I think of the harbor in Havana, if I remember correctly. It's been a long time since I read about that as a young man. But then you know, that gets you into a war that you want to get into. We had the Bay of, or the Tonkin incident, which is one of the areas of the South China Sea, which borders Vietnam, where they alleged to have attack against Americans. And this was the excuse for us to get involved in the Vietnam War. It turned out that it was not real. It was fake. People have always used that. The quickest way you can win support for a cause is to allege or to try to produce evidence or whatever, and you can produce evidence of all kinds. Whatever evidence, they had evidence in the Massey campaign, by the way, in Missouri. They showed videos, maybe AI videos, where Massey's walking along with AOC and whatever the Islamic woman's name is, I can't think of it this minute, you know, and like they're going into an hotel room, you know, for a theoretical sexual threesome or something. I mean, sick crap. They even had a lot of people in the electorate say that's why they voted for against Massey was because, yeah, he was having a threesome with these black women leaders. I mean, you can't make it up, folks, but this is the way these things operate. I do believe 100% that Netanyahu, just as he supported, people don't know this, when people say Iran supported terrorism, Netanyahu and Zionists gave literally hundreds of millions of dollars to Hamas, which they probably infiltrated to get them to do what they want and say really radical things, because they wanted to use that to promote anti-Hamas activity and anti-Palestinian activity. They didn't want the more moderate, but they also infiltrated, by the way, the PLO too, but they didn't want moderate, they wanted radical rhetoric to justify what they were doing. They invaded, by the way, and attacked and killed thousands and thousands of Gazan and other peoples in the West Bank during these periods of time. And they did this before October 7. You've heard about the 36 Israeli children, but they never told you it was just 36. 36 children is far too many. One is too many children dying. And these are under 16, 17. There was one baby that died, maybe two in the process. Probably most of the casualties of children or others were because of the Hellfire missiles and the so-called Hannibal directive that Israel was following in that conflict. You can see thousands of burned out cars. The Palestinians didn't have that kind of munitions. That was Hellfire missiles. And those cars were, you know, they were Islamic, you know, Gaza Palestinians, usually maybe one or two driving the car, and then other Israeli prisoners. And why did they have the prisoners? Because Israel had already, over the last 30, 40 years, 50 years, even more than 50 years, they've been taking tens of thousands of Palestinian prisoners and torturing them in their prisons, torturing them and abusing them, just as we see with the rape scandals, you know, recently. And in fact, I need to play that for you if I can find it. But just like you can see on that, I was listening to NPR News this morning, and it's amazing it got out. But it talked about the fact that the Israeli officer that saw the videos, which proved the video evidence, pure evidence, that there was this Palestinian terribly raped, penetrated with objects and so forth, sent him to the hospital by five or six Israelis. And they were, in fact, and she leaked the video because she couldn't get any action on it. It was played on Israeli television, never showed on American television, not even with, you know, blurring out the central facts. This is so evil. It's almost impossible. It's almost unbelievable to think that this would be done in prisons against, and it has been done, I think, against tens of thousands of Palestinians over these many, many years. They've had 200,000 Palestinians at least in prison one time or another in their dungeon and torture chambers. And even the organization Save the Children and other organizations, international organizations, and B'Tselem, which is a leading human rights organization in Israel, which is mostly Jews that run it, even they say that the Palestinian children that are arrested and put in prison for throwing rocks or something, that they are automatically abused, boys or girls. It's disgusting. It's sick. But that's what goes on a massive scale in Israel. But you don't hear about it. Well, the woman that exposed this and tried to stop it and prosecute this, she got discharged. She got kicked out of the Israeli military. The guys that did the rape even admitted it publicly on television shows. They were exonerated. They were let go, even though that the evidence was overwhelming that they were doing this. There's no argument about it. And in the Knesset, the Israeli parliament was arguing, and these people, there were riots about this at the prison. And they argued that it's perfectly fine for Israelis, the Israeli military, when you have people in detention under totally their power, for whatever reason, it certainly weren't Hamas fighters or anything like that, that it's fine to rape them, even rape children of the enemy. I've talked about this a lot. This is horrific. This is the reality that we're dealing with. And as we know, Charlie Kirk was turning. He was head of a multi-million person campaign, mainly of young people. Many of them were, by the way, Christian Zionists at root, but they were conservatives, or at least they had some degree of Christian Zionism in their psyche because of the propaganda. And he was changing. He realized that Christian Zionism is a blasphemy, actually, against Christ. Christ said it himself. He said it himself in his own words, which you can read in the New Testament about this. In fact, he talks about what I talked about earlier, that when you talk about so-called love thy neighbor as thyself and treat your neighbor as you would yourself, that this was only pertaining to Jews. Now, how do you know that? Read the New Testament. I'll let you find the verses. Just look up the Good Samaritan story. The whole argument was about who is thy neighbor. And Jesus said that a Samaritan who Jews hated, in fact, Jesus said that. It's even in the scripture, in the story, it says, it's said by Jewish law to love your own people but hate your enemies. I say, no, love your enemies. Treat them fairly. Just don't rob them, rape them, hurt them, or whatever. Make peace. You know, I'm not come here to kill people, but to help people. But you don't understand, folks, that the Jewish religion says only Jews are men. That's what the Talmud says to their greatest authority. What Jews study in yeshiva is the Talmud. That's what 95% of the time they're on. The Talmud, the Tanakh, which is the rest of the Old Testament, as well as the Pentateuch, the Talmudic work, so much of it, of the Talmud, which says basically Gentiles, not even human beings. They're not so-called men. And we can prove it. Gentiles are not people. They're not human beings. They don't deserve human rights. Judaism is the ultimate racism. Charlie Kirk was starting to get this. They could not afford for him to continue to have Tucker Carlson and Candace Owens at their events and turn this force that was once manipulated for Israel to a force against Israel. Because, as you know, if they lose the Republican Party, and they lose the right, and they lose the American government, that they lose. Because Israel could not exist without the covering of America. There'd be so many sanctions and so much, there'd be probably a war against Israel because of the crimes Israel's creating. As you know, a recent law was passed in Israel that the death penalty can now be used in Israel. But they said that the death penalty can only be used against non-Jews. You can't give the death penalty to a Jew. Now imagine if any European country had that kind of a law against their own people. You can't give the death penalty to a Frenchman that commits a terrible crime, but you can give it against a non-Frenchman who's in the country or whatever. You can give it to him, but not to any Frenchman, not to any German, not to any Anglo-Saxon, not to any Viking Swede or Dane. No, 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 no. And the idea, again, that we can't talk about Jews as a group is so insane. It's so insane, it's amazing when you think about it. Don't they routinely, around all over the world, talk about American policy? The American policy in Ukraine, the American policy toward Israel or against Israel, or not even, but America didn't act against Israel, but we can say American policy is very pro-Israel. But you're telling me we can't talk about Jews and the Jewish state of Israel and the Jewish religion of Judaism and the tenets of that religion and the fact that its most sacred texts have massive examples of absolute genocide. Men, women, and children. And even the idea, such as in Chronicles, where 32,000 virgin, young, in fact, it says in Chronicles, it says women, children, and virgins. Well, children, obviously virgins, they get spared, but they become booty for Jews to use. Booty. Kill all the men, kill all the grandparents, whatever, man or woman. Kill all the women that have no man, the wives of people. But absolutely, by all means, save those little child virgins for yourselves. And what does that mean? It means the same thing that's happened to these people that were raped in these prisons, man or woman. It's unbelievable, but it's a reality. It's the most ultimate racism in the history of the world. And Judaism literally says that only Jews are human beings. The biggest organization of Jews in the world, philosophical or hardcore, in fact, radical in the world, is the Bar Lubavitch. The Bar Lubavitch was run by the great Rebbe, they say, Rabbi Schneerson. In his own book, Conversations, which by the way, Trump and Kirchner go and pray at. This is not made up, folks. But in his own book, the Conversations, he says, quote, that the difference between Jews and non-Jews is the most amazing difference you could possibly imagine. Jews and non-Jews are way beyond what even a different race would be, because Gentiles are a lower species. You know, it's called species, and then you have racial groups within a species. No, Gentiles are a different lower species. They don't have any human rights. They're an animal. They're like a lower animal, and they explicitly make that point. In addition to being a lower animal, the Jewish religion in the Talmud, which is their chief book, again, that's what they study in the yeshiva 95% of the time. The Talmud says, literally, not only should Gentiles not be treated as people with human rights, but the best of Gentiles should be killed. You can't make it up. This is true. And the reason I repeat it and repeat it and repeat it is because if you know these things to become fact, and they are fact, they are real, along with their hatred of Christ. But if you know these things to be fact, you've got a really hard choice to make. Are you going to support this religion? Are you going to support this Jewish state? Are you going to support the people who run this state, who are radicals on these same issues, who are committing genocide against Palestinians and others? They commit a lot of genocide against Russian people and Ukrainian people, by the way, in the Ukraine war, which was an unnecessary war. Just like the Second World War was an unnecessary war. We could have avoided it. It should have been avoided. But they didn't want to avoid it. From 1933-34, I'll show you headlines from the major, from major newspapers. Headlines. Judea, World Judea, declares war on Germany, that they'll work every force they can to get their own country to go to war against Germany. Now, this is before any alleged Holocaust. Anything alleged like that. Can you imagine a world war? 60 to 80 million people. The Germans had a legitimate beef here in the city of Danzig and the Polish Corridor and Silesia, these other places. They were being stripped of their basic human rights. They were being, because Germany was punished because it allegedly for starting the war, but Germany didn't start the war. Everybody knows that studies history, it was a tangling alliances, but they were punished for that. Now, why did they punish Germany for that? Why did they steal its economic ability, even their machinery, and did everything they could to destroy Germany? Why did they do that? It's because they wanted to make a communist revolution. And how do you make a communist revolution? What's the quickest way to make a communist revolution? Move the vaults, move the treasures out of the use of the people in those instances where they were alleged crimes. So we're listening to we're listening to a courageous journalist, and she's exposing that TPUSA, shortly after the assassination of Charlie Kirk, which I certainly believe, and I think there's huge evidence for it. The motive is always the chief thing that people begin to investigate things. And we know that Israel's got the longest record of assassinations, foreign, extra-national, outside their own country's boundaries, assassinations all over the world. They said anybody that they think's an existential threat against them. I think they did the Kennedy assassination. I think there's lots of evidence for this. Because Kennedy said, no atomic bomb for you. And if you go into these, if you don't give up your territory that you're taking and stop your oppression of the Palestinians, we're going to go against you in the United Nations. And we have been, for an extent. They got rid of Kennedy, though. They sure did. So, let's see if I can get this going again. All right, let's see if we can help this, get this running again. Here we go.
The one big beautiful bill vote.
So here's all these TPUSA. Certainly they're supporting the one big beautiful bill. It was one big beautiful bondoggle. That was a great tax relief for the richest 1% of the United States. It wasn't anything that helped the average person. What all these bills did ultimately is hurt the very middle-class people, the poorest people in our society. And, of course, we know that Tucker Carlson, Candace Owens, and they were all three of them very close friends, Charlie Kirk, were going against Israel and realized that the Iraq war earlier and now the Iran war was going to destroy the economy of the United States and Europe and the world. But these Jews didn't care. All they wanted was the smashing of their enemy, Iran. They didn't care the destruction that would happen to millions of American jobs and European jobs and other peoples around the world. Third world countries suffering massive starvation because of this, a massive increase in food prices. Let's go ahead and continue to play this and listen to what's going to be revealed here.
Respect Charlie's privacy as well. It's always the tension in all of this. You know, there's private conversations.
Listen to these lies. He's going to reveal the private conversations of Charlie Kirk. How about the publicly revealed conversations of Charlie Kirk in the first war that Trump was waging against MAGA and against his own followers and against his own supposed principles as a slave to Israel? What was revealed there? He actually traveled to the White House, as well as Tucker, to beg Trump not to attack Iran. It was going to end up being a disaster for America and for the world, a disaster for our people. It could lead to all sorts of terrible things, and it's led that. They wanted to silence that voice, one of the few voices. And they knew that if he was the head of a movement with millions and millions of young people, and he switched over to supporting Palestinians more than these Jewish monsters, murderers. And again, all Jews aren't monsters, they're murderers. You got to say that these days. But if you said something like the Russians are monsters because of what they did in Ukraine, nobody raises an eyebrow. If you said that the Joe Biden son's laptop was Russian disinformation, Russian lies, Russian attempts to, you know, to subvert our election. That was done. In fact, websites and major newspapers were blocked because of that. Because just even links to them, because they didn't want you to know about this evidence, which was overwhelming. But you could do that. But nobody dared, once this was revealed that the laptop was real, nobody dared say it was Jewish disinformation. Because it was Jewish disinformation, like all the main supporters of Biden. 8 of 9 of the biggest billionaire supporters of Biden. 18 of the 20 biggest supporters of Hillary Clinton were Jewish extremists. This is who controls America. And the big banks, it's not the American military-industrial complex anymore. It's the Jewish media and banking complex that really controls American politics. It's look at the money, baby. It's the money. Here's a guy telling us, well, he knew what Charlie Kirk was saying. He's just a damn liar. He's a slave of Israel. And now here we have a situation where saying all these things, and yet this is after. Literally, it was reported that the organization that is doing their media, controlling their media, in fact, is a organization that has signed up to FARA, which is a foreign influence law that we have in America that you can't speak for another country, that's controlled by another country. And yet, this same organization, it's not TPUSA, but it's the organization that's handling their media. It's just about as good, isn't it? Here we go.
Charlie was a fan of Thomas Massie, especially historically, liked him on war, liked him on budget, being a budget hawk and spending. But he was pretty frustrated that Massie didn't vote in the affirmative on the Big Beautiful Bill, because it was essentially the totality of President Trump's first year agenda wrapped in.
The Big Beautiful Bill, how about bigger issues like going to freaking war? We spent $8 trillion in the Iraq War, $8 trillion. The whole budget of the United States at the time of the Iraq War was only trillion. We spent $8 trillion. 7,500 Americans died. And it's not just 30,000 like the official figures, or 35,000. It's really hundreds of thousands that suffered terrible injury, as well as broken marriages and burns and just horrible, horrible issues. Oh, but he knows that Massie, because he was voted against the big bill, the bill passed anyway. But Massie was exposing the Epstein ring, which Trump originally said, but then he tried to stop it. It was only Massie that even got the Epstein stuff out there. We're not supposed to expose a Jewish Masonic intelligence ring that was in the position to blackmail thousands and thousands of the most powerful Americans and people overseas, including the British royal family and so many others. So many Americans, like Bill Clinton, perfect example. And through that also, Hillary Clinton, who they thought was going to be president. Oh, that's not important about the Jews who control America, right? And these are Jews. I'm not saying that all Jews, but when we talk about American policy, and American policy has been insane, it's been American policy is anti-American. It was anti-American to get us into the Second World War, believe it or not. There shouldn't have been a war. Germany had agreed from the very beginning of this war, said, look, you know, we've won this part of the war. You declare war on us, the French and the British, and we've now even captured Paris. But we'll go back to our original borders. Let's end this war. You know, we'll set free all the prisoners we've taken. They'll set free our prisoners. Let's stop this massacre. It's a small number compared to the millions that will suffer from this war. Let's make peace. We'll go back to our original borders. That's what this war was about. That's all we're asking for, to let Germans be ruling over Germans in their own country and not taken from them and taken away their freedoms. But that wasn't listened to because other people wanted a massive war of European Christians, for the most part, slaughtering each other, as well as many other people around the world. Here we go.
One bill. And I will just say, privately, Charlie was really, really frustrated.
Yeah, I think that's the right way to put it. And I think he would have become more frustrated over the events of the past 9 months, which is, we liked what Massey said. We liked his libertarian credentials. We liked him making the debt clock that ran on the
Liberal Pelican. Yeah, and I still like Massey.
There's so many things to like about him, but he has, especially over the past few months, he's become the number one, let's put it, Republican gadfly. Republican who gets in Trump's way, criticizes Trump, and not just on debt or the war.
How can you not criticize somebody who makes these solemn promises for years? He ran as the candidate against war. He ran as the candidate put America first. He ran as the candidate that actually insulted the Jewish Republican coalition and said, you know, you're not going to support me as the original voice because I'm not going to take your money. Then he started taking hundreds of millions of dollars of their money and did whatever Israel wanted. That's, you know, the corruption of the Trump administration. I mean, it's just amazing. The costs that we've expended. The fact is the 1%'s got more powerful, and the middle class, which Trump acted like he was the champion of, has become weaker and weaker and weaker and weaker. And how could anyone not support Massey, who was to expose this pedophile Epstein ring? People were spying on American, blackmailing Americans. Or the blackmail and the power that they used even to destroy Massey, even with tens of millions and millions of dollars, just about directly from Israel, all Jewish Zionist billionaires, not the people of that state. And you can create a video and you can create a TV commercial that can pose, make anybody look like a saint or a sinner. It affects votes. Money is votes. As well as there's some other aspects about the election itself in terms of the integrity of the election that I think can be questioned. Let's go further.
But also on Epstein saying that where there's this pedophile class that Trump is allied to, essentially. And I think Charlie would have...
Allied to? He and Epstein were best friends. You know, bringing dozens and dozens of young, including underage models, to a special party, you know, but only Epstein and Trump were party to. Isn't that nice? I think they have blackmail evidence against Trump. I mean, the guy definitely has a very checkered past. That's not good. Now, you can overlook it, I guess, or you can say, well, we don't have the definitive evidence, but we can't overlook the fact that he sold his soul to these Jews who have been the orchestrators of the change in the demographics of America, which have not only hurt Americans, but putting the Jews in charge of our elite, as even David Brooks of the New York Times says, has been a disaster for the Palestinian people, for sure. And for the other people of the world, in terms of the massive terrorism and wars committed by Israel, and unfortunately even by our own government, like the 500,000 children of Iraq, which died because of our sanctions against Iraq. And why? Iraq was our ally. They did our bidding. But because they supported the Palestinians in their struggle against their own genocide by Israel, he became our enemy. And we used weapons of mass destruction, horrific weapons, and other aspects that caused the death of millions of Iraqis and others in the Middle East, just because of the fact that Jews had taken over America. And that's what this all boils down to. And do all Jews agree with that? That's not the issue. All Americans certainly don't agree with American policy, but American policy is real. And the people who control our government's real. And the people that control Judaism are real. And they don't say that they love all the people of the world. They say that the purpose of Gentiles is to serve Jewish lords and masters. That's what the head rabbi of Israel, or the head Jewish religious authority in the IDF, the army of Israel, said, that it's permissible to rape attractive women of our enemies. I mean, attractive women who are like the daughters, the wives, the children of our enemy. That's fine. Rape's permissible. In fact, it's actually a good thing. It gives them rest and relaxation. You can find that in YNET News. You can look it up. The Jewish authority, a guy's name is Karim. He became head of the Israeli IDF religious aspect, just like a great grand chaplain, for instance, of a military. Let's listen to Kim Iverson. What a good spokesman. Listen to what she's going to say now.
Been, as you said, very frustrated. He would have, and Charlie was not a guy who would feud publicly. He would have certainly been messaging Massey about that and being like, what's going on here?
Yeah.
And he would have been very concerned with it. Well, we don't know exactly what he'd say.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Us being honest about it.
Yeah, but I will tell you that I had some very candid conversations after the big, beautiful bill that where he voiced his frustration to me privately.
Oh, right. Again,
that's Kim.
Putting words in a dead guy's mouth. You don't think Charlie Kirk would have been more frustrated with Donald Trump starting a war with Iran? You don't think that would have been his number one issue at this point? He was absolutely adamant against going to war with Iran. And you guys are sitting around bitching about Thomas Massie voting against a bill and saying, no, that's the thing that would have upset Charlie Kirk. It would have been Thomas Massie getting in Trump's way and releasing Epstein files. They're there saying, you know, and talking about some pedo, Epstein class, Yeah, these guys are totally bought off by Israel. It is so completely clear. And it's fact. I mean, it is fact that they've invested this clock tower, that they have a $6 million contract covering strategic communications, media services, digital.
It's always amazing how that magic number of 6 million keeps coming up. Because remember, every genocide in history has always been justified by the people committing it by saying, well, they did it to us first or whatever. But there's definitely truth that what happened on October 7 was a very small, tiny thing against Jews compared to what Jews had done to Palestinians in terms of the thousands of children and babies that died. Even before October 7, since October 7, it's one of the most horrific genocides you can imagine. They also did a genocide, by the way, against the Ukrainians, both Russians and Ukrainians, in a crazy war because they wanted to bring in nuclear missiles on the border of Russia, which no nation would tolerate. Let's go on.
Campaigns targeting Gen Z, which is TPUSA, in order to give them obviously Israeli messaging because they are registered with FARA for the state of Israel. So, and Andrew Colvett says, oh no, this is a total lie. Andrew Colvett goes and defends the show and says that they're not at all bought off by Israel in any way, shape, or form. He goes and says, he basically just has his, I can't find it at the very moment. I thought I had it, but he basically says, let me see if I can find Andrew Colvett's actual response to this. It's got to be here real quick here. He says, Andrew Colvett says, the answer to your question is no. He says, the Charlie Kirk Show, which I started with Charlie in 2019, is distributed on RAB, not Salem. I've been here for the entire journey, booked all the guests, including you twice, developed all the editorial. We follow Bannon's War Room. I actually love your stances on war, Maha, and the debt. To make any of this about Israel is not only wrong, it's telling. But Grok basically does fact check that and says that's not true entirely. So Andrew Colvett is lying and saying we're not connected to Israel. But clearly they are. So, and that's been pretty apparent from the very beginning, that as soon as Charlie Kirk was dead, TPUSA went in a totally different direction, trying to brainwash Gen Z. Adding more to the suspicion that it wasn't just some lone, crazy trans kid, Tyler Robinson, who killed Charlie Kirk. There's more to that story. All right, but Massey's not only talking about TPUSA, he's going scorched earth on Epstein files.
Can we expect you to name more names in the coming weeks and months?
Yes. Todd Blanche is violating the law. There's still millions of files they haven't released. We know from talking to the victims' lawyers that their own 302 forms haven't been released. We know the files have been over-redacted. I have released at least three names of billionaires who are implicated in this. I don't think it's possible to get to convictions with Todd Blanche at the top and with the FBI director, Kash Patel, at the top, because they've effectively both perjured themselves by saying that there's nobody else in the files. Even Melania doesn't believe that. The First Lady knows that Jeffrey Epstein didn't act alone. And here's the great thing, Kristen. Whether I'm in Congress or not, the Epstein Files Transparency Act is a law, and it goes on for years. So if we can't get this attorney general and this FBI director to do the right thing, the next ones who take those seats are obligated by law to release the files that these individuals are not releasing now.
Yeah, but they're not going to, because everybody's in on this. Everybody's in the Epstein files. Here's Ro Khanna even saying that the monarchy, the British monarchy, could fall.
Committee. Mandelson may bring down the whole government, from what I hear. He just engaged in terrible behavior. I mean,
yeah, that's the thing about Jews. It's not just America they control. It's Great Britain. It's the EU. Part of that's through America, but they control it. It's what's going on in the Ukraine war. It's what's going on in Gaza, the Middle East, and the war against Iran, obviously. Jewish power is ubiquitous. It's real. And it's got to be fought.
The allegations are very serious that he was working for Gordon Brown and then she...
We're talking about the man-made ambassador by Brown, who was the head of the government in Great Britain. Big Jewish supremacist. Evil guy. It's not just America. They're all over the world. And they want to see that when they talk about Greater Israel, you know what they're really talking about? They're not talking about the area between just the Euphrates and and the sea. You know, what they're really talking about is that planet between Venus and Mars. It's called Earth. That's what they believe is Greater Israel, just like Ben Gurion, the first prime minister, did an article for Look magazine in 62 saying that his prophecy is, he said that Israel is going to have is going to be the headquarters of a truly united nations, where there's a supreme court of the world deciding the laws, and all armies will be abolished except for the army of the United Nations. And there they'll build a shrine to the Jewish prophets. Jews are only, 1/5 to 1% of the population of the world. You're going to shrine to the Jews are going to rule the world? That's ultimately what he was saying here. This is the reality of times. Let's go further.
The information about UK possibly buying euros and having Epstein trade on that, I mean, it is a deeply, deeply troubling. And, you know, Epstein's, I saw that this...
That's about it for today, folks. I'll be back again tomorrow, I think, with our good friend Mark Collette of Great Britain. Those who like to support us right now, I need your support right now. Up doing my computer, which I need. I'm trying to get my website back on as well. I'm also doing, I need some monitors in terms of my eyesight. And sorry about my voice, but thank you for suffering through it. But please support us. Go to Box 188, Mandeville, Louisiana, 70470. And support the efforts that I'm making here with as generous gift as you can. Thank you so much. I love y'all. Take care.